From Plymouth to Leominster. Michael Graham, 10 to 2. Jim and Marjorie, now. 96.9, Boston Talks.
7:48 in Boston is going up to 101 degrees, according to Matt Noyes from NACN, who was with us a while ago. You know, Marjorie, you and I both love it when someone stops us and says, you know, I use the product, I use the service, whatever, and I love it kind of thing. I had the most incredible experience, and this is true, earlier this week of my life. Someone stopped me on the street and said, I actually went and did something that Carl from New Hampshire recommended.
My God.
And it was actually fun.
What an adventure.
That is staggering. Here with his, I don't know what we call this, the weekend preview, stuff to do for the weekend in and around Boston. That would be our guide and yours, Carl from New Hampshire. Good morning, Carl.
Hey, Carl.
So let me just get this straight. We're into this 6 weeks, 7 weeks, and we've had one taker.
What? Apparently. But we have one happy taker, so I consider it a plus.
So, Carl, before you...
I've had better luck selling old rubber boots at flea markets.
So before you get to your list, I just want to know, because it is hot and people are looking for air-conditioned places to go, like movie theaters. What are the hot movies this weekend, or the movies that you will
assuming
not be
you
hot
know, of course.
Watching?
Well, assuming I know. How dare you? Well, of course, Captain America.
Oh, the Avenger, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a huge, huge movie. And then the other one, Friends with Benefits, starring Bill Clinton and... Who's the other one? Justin Timberlake is in that? Oh, wait a minute. Clinton's not in that. I had that wrong. Friends with Benefits and Captain America. Two big movies opening this weekend.
I'm impressed. Carl didn't even know we were going to ask that.
Yeah,
he flies right in there.
I am very impressed.
What else you got to stay cool, Carl, this weekend?
Well, nothing is cooler than this. Daniel Tosh, host of Comedy Central's Tosh O.
Yeah.
Don't sound so excited, Jim. That's tonight at the Wang Center, citycenter.org. He's one of the best comics out there. I'm not going to say I'm wild about the guy, but he's an up-and-comer. He's a huge deal.
Wait a second. He's one of the best comics out there.
What do you want me to do? I don't see you singing the praises of other talk show hosts all day.
Well, actually, I do. I think Marjorie's more than adequate. I think on some days even...
Besides Michael Smirkanish, you clearly have some kind of crush on him.
Actually, he is. I do have a crush. So Daniel Tosh, he actually is pretty good at the Wang. What else?
I love this one, Movies by Moonlight at the Boston Harbor Hotel.
This is great.
What is it?
This is absolutely great. The beautiful Boston Harbor Hotel, right where we took off from the Odyssey last
outside
week.
Outside?
Yes, you sit down there and you look over the harbor and they have this big, huge movie screen. That's a great one, Carl.
Yeah, that's a great one, you know. Movies by Moonlight, it's not a drive-in. It's not a theater. It's movies shown outside. Yeah. I don't get it. It sounds like a poverty type thing to me. It doesn't sound like something we should be celebrating.
And how do people
find... You've got to bring bug spray. You've got to bring a lawn chair. You've got to bring a porta potty.
But is it the Swank Boston Harbor Hotel?
How do you
Hotel
find out? Is there a website or a phone number or something?
Yes, there is. It's www.bbh.com.
You are really prepared today. What else you got, Carl?
I packed my bag, brother. Matt and Ben at the Central Square Theater. No, it's not Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, as I thought. I got all excited. I thought they were doing a show. It's actually a play about them written by Mindy Kaling and Brenda Withers and billed as a gender-bending off-Broadway hit. Now, what do you suppose they're doing to Matt and Ben, this is gender bending going on.
I don't know. I was never clear what exactly gender bending meant.
What does Central Square? It's not a porn theater.
No, it is not. It's actually. I read the reviews of this thing. I actually hear it's great. I don't even know. I have any idea what it's about? But I read the first paragraph, and they said it's great. Do you have a website for that? No way, right?
Of course I did. It's centralsquaretheater.org.
When is that, by the way?
That is tonight at 8 p.m. Okay. You keep trying to trip me up, but it's not
going to
happen.
No, you're doing great. Let's keep it going, Carl. These are things to do this weekend brought to you by Carl New Hampshire. Theaters, comedy things, plays, movies, whatever. What's next?
One of my favorite country guys, Tim McGraw, is at the Comcast Center
Sunday.
He's
pretty good.
And Rihanna, the woman who survived the vehicular attack by Chris Brown, she's also at the Comcast Center this weekend. So those are two big, big shows at the Comcast Center.
Tug McGraw is the one that's married to Faith Hill. Is he married to Faith Hill?
Yeah, and his dad was Tug McGraw, like a famous ball player, right?
For the Mets and the Phillies, that's exactly. Do you know that, Marjorie? One of the great pitchers of the early Mets era was the father.
I did not know
that. Didn't he like have a problem with him? Like, did they weren't friendly or they didn't talk to each other
for
or
years.
Some crap like that?
What a great name, Tug McGraw.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, they did have a problem. He did have a problem.
Yeah, Carl's not paying attention to me.
He's not paying attention.
Okay, can flip one more in there, Carl, or what?
Yeah, let's go. Animal magnetism.
Oh, yeah?
What's that?
Yeah. What is that exactly?
I'll tell you what it is. It's an exhibit at the Moose Hill Wildlife Sanctuary in Sharon, Mass.
Yeah.
MassAudubon.org. It's an exhibit by Scott Getz and Vermont painter Karen King. And get this, quote, a whimsical, humorous, and imaginative exploration of the inner character and spirit of animals. And do you know that description mirrors almost verbatim the defense presented in many New Hampshire courtrooms during, well, let's call them domestic cases involving livestock. And by the way, Karen King is not a painter like artist. She owns an auto body shop in Rutland.
Okay, that's good. Now, let me ask you, Carl, you know what we do? We surprise you with this, but I'm going to do it anyway. When Jim Barry, the gadget guy, is on Thursday, we always say, what's the gadget of the week? So you just listed, like, you listed Captain America opening, Friends with Benefits, Movies by Moonlight, which actually sounds great at the Boston Harbor Hotel.
It is great.
Daniel Tosh from Comedy Central at the Wang, on and on and on like this. What's the one thing, what's your pick of the week, Carl, such as it is?
Well, my pick of the week would be if I could do kind of my own combination and do Movies by Moonlight with Tug McGraw.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'd like to do.
Okay. That's
okay.
Very useful.
They're going to be two different places, I think. The Movies by Moonlight is very romantic.
You ever been there?
Yes,
you
I have been there. It's really neat. It's right out the, like I said, it's at Boston Harbor. You're looking out over the water. You can see the Boston Harbor, and it's a beautiful hotel. I think they like to go in and use the bathrooms in the hotel, too.
Hey, Carl,
and they're pretty swank bathrooms at the Boston Harbor Hotel, let me tell you.
Any of the things you recommend on Fridays at 7:45, have you ever done? Have you ever been to any of the movies? You ever been to any of the plays? You ever been to any of the comedy shows? You been to any of the things, animal magnetism, anything?
How dare you imply that I don't go and engage in the things that I do? Actually, no, I haven't yet.
Okay, fine. It's probably better that way. Carl from New Hampshire, we love you. Performing love anywhere this weekend? Where are you?
Nothing. Up to Maine with the family this weekend. I'm off.
Have a great
good
time. Carl, we'll talk to you next week. Carl from New Hampshire, we love
you. Thank you for another great report.